Diapers Never Die. By Martin Koster. First published 2025. Intro. As I embark on this fourth book about my own secret needs and desires, I am comforted to know that I am far from alone. Since childhood, I have had a strong attraction to diapers, especially used ones. In fact, it is only when they are wet or dirty that they reach the pinnacle of their power to me. Yes, I am not toilet trained anymore, but even before I achieved that desirable goal, diapers were vitally important to me. I feel undressed without them, and indeed I truly was undressed, even if I was then able to keep my panties dry. Bedtime was always different, however. A dry night is not something I was ever particularly familiar with. Dry nights never really arrived with any regularity, and after a few teenage years of relative dryness, quickly made way to every night wettings once more. Like in some of the stories I have written, I feel stress ebb away when I don a diaper that is wet or even dirty, especially if it is by someone else. It feels good, it feels natural, and it feels calming. When I see the sheets on my crib with overlapping rings from leaking diapers, because they were nearly full when I went to sleep, I feel not shame but pride. I don't feel as if I am merely masturbating in my wet or dirty diapers, but rather, making love to them and enjoying a satisfying sexual relationship. When I dress up in baby clothes, I feel not simply relief but rather the absence of hypocrisy, the end of the indignity of dressing as someone I am not. I am a baby. In so many ways, I think I've never really doubted that. My self-image is that of a 1 to 3-year-old baby. A girl baby. One thing that helps the somewhat restricted nature of a life with such an identity is that I know I am not alone and that many others are like me in some or all respects. When I write about a diaper service that delivers used diapers to your home, I know it is not just me that would be part of that if it truly existed. My books are part of expressing who I am and what I wish would be my life, and some of it is completely true. My success in DePotty training is something I am deeply proud of and enjoy without any regret whatsoever. It has transformed my life by genuinely needing diapers for wetting and messing without any meaningful control. Even now, it still makes me smile when I realize that I am messing without choosing to begin. I trust that as you read these stories, you also find yourself inside them and can allow your mind to imagine a world where you too can openly wear used diapers, wet your bed, and wear baby clothes in the wide world for all to see and to be accepted as such. One day it will be a real experience for us all. Martin Sonia Koster. Messy Boys. Chapter 1, Messy Mornings. Daniel woke slowly, as he always did, to the warmth and quiet of early morning. The curtains in his nursery glowed faintly with the gold of a new day, and his pacifier bobbed gently in his mouth, each sleepy suck pulling him deeper into the world where he was not a grown-up at all, but a baby. Not pretending, just being exactly who he was. He felt the squish before he even moved. It cradled him, pressed against him, heavy and soft and warm beneath his bottom. It was his diaper, his messy diaper. It was just the way he liked it. No, it was more than that. It was the way he needed it. Daniel didn't mess to be naughty or for attention. He didn't even fully understand why,